Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey. Well, Tony, stand by because some nice words are coming your way in about 40 seconds. But first I want to say that I'm in Lake Tahoe right now at the Improv, and today's show, we were at the podcast festival, and it was so, it's ridiculous. It really was. So much fun. And then, by the way, my Netflix special, I'm shooting on November 5th. But next week I'll tell everyone how we can, figure out how you can get tickets for it. We're going to do two shows. But first, I'm going to talk about the, I got a call the other day that there's plumbing problems at my house, right? And you might think, why am I talking about it on the opening of the podcast? Because as I've done in the past, I want to give some good love towards what? Drain King, you heard me. So you know how it is? You might think, well, why am I listening? I don't even own a house, or I do own a house, or I don't have any plumbing problems. It's not a matter of that. Hey, if there is someone out there that's saying, I do need a good plumber. It's the worst because you have to trust somebody like that. It's like a mechanic. Once you get a mechanic you can trust, you're like, yes. So I didn't know what to do. I had one plumber, to be honest. I didn't trust the guy. Everything he did was like, it's going to $50,000. Yeah, why? I don't even know what's going on there. So I go over to my neighbor. I don't want you to 15-second forward this. You know what? Can I get a little music, please, Aristotle? Thank you. So I go over to my neighbor and I say, do you know a plumber? They go, we actually do. I started to feel better instantly. I could tell it. They're like, this guy was the best. Drain King. Drain Kings of Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first. Drain Kings of Los Angeles. So I call the guy on the phone. Isn't it funny how you can tell after 20 seconds that you're going to like somebody? Right? Right? So I wanted to throw love his way. He didn't know I had the show. He didn't know I was doing a Netflix special. Sure, he was just nice. That means he's going to be just as nice to you. So I want you to, if you need him, call him. 800-906-9760.
What was that number again?
Wait, what? You didn't hear me? I just said it.
Well, what was the number?
Number is 800-906-9760.
One more time. I didn't catch
it. Oh, my God. I can't get... I mean, come on. It's 800-906-9760.
One more time. Just to make sure.
1-800-906-9760. 1-800-906-9760. There we go. So, anyway, Drain Kings. I don't even want the music, because let me tell you something. I'm serious. I know it's got to be one of my listeners in Los Angeles. Hey, maybe they go to other areas. But they're going, I do need a plumber. I'm telling you, I don't tell people anything on the show if they're going to go buy it or if I recommend a mechanic where you're going to go deal with it and go, Todd's full of shit. You're going to go, oh my God, Todd was totally right. And by the way, even if you don't need a plumber, you can still like that I'm sending some love to Drain King's way. There's sewage all over my house. I didn't know what to do. Sewage is spewing everywhere. There you go. So, that's it. I just wanted to send a little love their way. I might give them a shout out of my Netflix special. I don't care. I could do whatever I want. Okay? I want, you know what I want? I want the phone to ring off the hook tomorrow over at Drain Kings. Tony, I got one thing to say. You're a good man. All right? Now go clean the sewage out from under my house. Alrighty. Well, I think that's it. So, I know that was a long thank you to someone that has nothing to do with my listeners, but now he does have something to do with my listeners. We're at the podcast festival. Graham Elwood was great. Eric Olson was there. Aristotle, even though he was sick, he did the board. He was great. It was a lot of fun. It really was a lot of fun. That's our show today. Atlanta, I'll see you on this Thursday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Laughing Skull. So there we go. You're great. You're special. You're kind. You're worth it. You're decent. You're, if you listen to this show, you got to have goodness in you. Okay? That's all I got to say. Enjoy the show. And goodbye. Roll in the show, Aristotle.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Just do anything. That's the joke.
Oh, did you rehearse it? You know it? Everybody, go on. Let me hear you. Give him a beat. Give him a beat. You know the bridge? Did you all learn the bridge? Shut the fuck up. Nah, shut the fuck up. Tell me it isn't true. Oh, I'm like Wayne Newton. You're damn right I am. Wow, this is Nick Lipa, everybody. No, it's not. Nick Lipa fell asleep and passed away. This is Eric Olson, everybody. Play, give him a little fanfare, guys. It's Eric Olson. It's a real goddamn show. That's right. But who's walking around the goddamn hallway? Oh, what's going on in there? Oh, they hear a goddamn trumpet. You better... Why am I angry with my joy? I couldn't be in a better mood, but I'm like, you fuckers better get in here. Why are we sitting? You know, the only thing that really doesn't make sense about podcasting is that it's so silly at a banquet table. Okay. It looks like a few congressmen decided to let their guard down a little. But I just thought about that before the show. Next year, we might have chairs.
How you guys doing?
God, look at this. I'm going to go nice and slow. That's Eric Olson. He's all great. He said, wouldn't it be great yesterday if I had like a broom and during your show I start sweeping up like we used to do. We go, oh, I didn't hear laughter. I thought it was over. I said, yeah, that's a good idea. And then he said it about today, about 3 o'clock. He said it again. He goes, wouldn't that be great if I had a broom? I'm like, yeah. And then he said it backstage. I said, wouldn't it be great if I had a broom? I go, yeah, you know what you did to get one? Nothing. How about, let me try that again. We'll edit this out. And you know what I said to him? I know it's live, but we have a way. Graham has a way. You know what I said to him? I know what I said. You did to do it? I said, you did nothing. All right, so go nice and slow. It feels funny at the table, doesn't it? Or maybe I need to let it go. Let it go. It seems so formal. I should be beanbags with my cock hanging out. Come on. No, it looks a little too feminine. Now, they were trying to be nice to me at the festival, but Jesus Christ, lighten up a little. I brought it.
Let me put it all the way.
That's nice. Wow. Well, anyway, by the way, I do want to point... This is Aristotle. This is Aristotle.
Aristotle!
It again. Play it again.
Hey, Eric, maybe any time on drums you add in a little bit. Look, I mean, use common sense. Do it again. Just look like the band. Make it look like you're playing the song. Here we go. Play your jingle. Pause it. Can I tell you something? Not now. No, that's unprofessional. Let me tell you something. You're through. I said, wear a black shirt. This is true to George Carlin. I go, wear a black shirt, and you're going to wear like a tie or a bow tie, whatever you want. He shows up in a T-shirt. Now, I didn't say no T-shirts, but I said tie or bow tie. This is what I, this is, that's who he is. That's who I, that, a guy like that wants to know why, you know, yeah, I'm going to let you wear a shirt and a bow tie. A T-shirt and a bow tie. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be embarrassed to have my band. They're going to, people are going to think, is that what Todd fucking makes his band guys wear? Ever since he, you know, on Marc Maron, travels around with Chippendales, with T-shirts, with bow ties. It's embarrassing. Wow, but we're doing good this year. By the way, we're not, they don't consider us a podcast anymore. That's fucked up, right? Yeah, it's true.
The Todd Glass Show, voted number one by the Television Association of America.
Isn't that nuts? Eric, the floor is yours. You go, have it.
Come in. Don't they know? Come in. Are they coming in? Are they here? Come in. God damn it, just open the door. Don't they know we're doing this?
I don't know.
Why is there even a goddamn doorbell on the door? Come in!
Isn't it different in the light when you see us? I say that every year. Because the thing you picture, like someone in a studio, a barn, and now
the Nick Lipa barn.
What?
The Nick Lipa barn.
The Nick Lipa barn. He built it to sleep in it. By the way, that's the only time I've ever yelled in 4 years. It was at him for sleeping. He goes, do you mind if I come back there? I'm like, all right. 2 minutes later. I guess it's good my show is like that. No, you can either have fun or sleep. You know what I mean? That's that. Okay, nice and slow. I got nothing, nowhere to go. Hey, by the way, we are the only podcast still to have no sponsor. We don't. No, I mean in a good way. Believe me, you think stamps.com isn't crawling up our ass? I told them to go fuck themselves. Shut up!
Do you want to talk about stamps?
I said no. And the other shit, the thing they sell dildos and fake vaginas that Marc Maron talks about, I think it's embarrassing the podcasting. And I told Marc Maron that. I told Marc.
Oh,
no. We still have to have fun. I feel like Chris is being a dick now. I mean, by the way, somebody tweeted that at me. Why don't you play the Nerdist jingle that means it's over? And I, whoever that person is, wherever they are, I don't know where they are, but I wish them a lot of luck because I've been doing it a lot. I just love that Chris sits in his house.
He's right over there.
Where? Oh, he's right. He's standing on a chair. We were afraid he didn't get enough attention. I always just picture Chris Hardwick. He's like, we're going to podcast. It's fucking great. You do whatever you fucking want. And Chris is like, no. He can't do that. He can't just fucking play a horn, honking a horn for an hour, and then we hear that next. So whatever you play. And let me tell you something else.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Here's my favorite thing to do. I want to let you know from now on that when you listen to the show, I'm not afraid to give away all the tricks. Oh, some of the other podcasts, they're so scared. I don't want to mention names. But they're like, oh, don't tell everybody all that shit. They don't need to know it. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Yeah, I don't. Pause that. So here's my favorite thing to do. And there's a guy that used to work on the show doing the music. I don't want to mention any names, but his name rhymes with Jake Adams. And I couldn't think of a rhyme. And the joke's old. You go, fake Fathoms. I'm better than that. So my favorite thing to do would be like I start talking and then get it ready to go on and off. And I go, can I tell you something? I really need to talk about this. And no, fucking turn that off. Don't be disrespectful. Anyway, and then Jake goes, but they think that I play it. I'm like, they don't. That's enough. I didn't mean to. Hi, Hitler, you. All right, so nice and slow. So but I do want to say this, and I'm honest about this, and you want to try it, we can. Not a sponsor, but this Coca-Cola. You know, you think you've heard about it your whole life. What more am I going to say about Coca-Cola? It's better than you think it is. It's got like, you want to open up yours? You want to listen to this? Listen to it. It just sounds like crispness. You like a crisp shirt? You like wearing a crisp new white T-shirt? Sure you do.
I'm very aggressive with my ads. Sure you fucking do. The crowd's like, oh, I guess
you do.
Wow. Oh, it's got a kick. Let me see. You can feel. Watch.
Oh, yes. Well, I know we're all.
No! It's got a kick. Do you feel it? Wow. Feel it.
Louder. This bit's got it. You got to really commit for this bit.
Okay, now watch. You know, that all went wrong, but that's the good thing about a podcast. JJ always forgets to play it, but you know what? I don't even care. JJ forgets to play it, and then he plays it like, because he goes, if you want me to play louder, it's an extra $50. I'm like, what?
So I'll pay the extra $50, but this time I'm not. Don't teach to George Carl. Make it work. Just fucking play it. You know what I mean? Like, play into that mic. Put echo into the mic. And you're all going to go, he's right. Now you're thinking, he's probably right, but I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Okay, here we go. Man, this Coca-Cola, it's got some kick. Louder, 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 louder. Get into the mic. Like, really? Man, and I'm going to say don't play anything, but you absolutely play. Watch. And don't fucking play any instruments. A lot of the listening audience, do not fucking play anything at the band, okay? I'm going to just open this up, take a sip. Wow.
JJ, tell me how I can help you do that better.
No, because a lot of guys would be like, what do you mean?
Ask the guy, what would you, in your head when you're driving home, what would you say?
The mic wasn't up.
That's what I fucking told this guy up in the back.
I said, JJ needs his mic up. Leave his mic up. Here, but this soda, it's really got some kick in it. Look at this. No. I want it through the house. I want it reverberating through the house. And you know what? Can I tell you? You know who belongs in this room? And I hope it's everybody that goes, I want to see what he wants too. But if you're thinking, continue with the show. Now, why do I point that out? Why do I worry about that? That there might be three people in the back. They don't listen to my show, but they're sitting here. And they're like, all right, go on. It doesn't fucking matter. It does matter. You matter. You know why you don't think it matters? Because you don't think you matter. But you do. You matter. That's why I want to do a show like this. Well, let me tell you. God damn it. But this Coca-Cola, it's really got some kick in it. Oh, then what was before? That's right, nothing. That wasn't even worth it. Now I'm nauseous. You know when you drink warm soda for a bit? You know what I'm talking about. Where's the other one? By the way, everybody, I want to give a shout out to a really good dear friend of mine, Rory Scovel. I just wanted to give a shout out. No, what? No!
What a fucking asshole. That fucking asshole.
Rory Scovel is a friend of mine. Fuck all of you.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck all of you.
Fuck Rory. Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel.
Stop it right now. Stop it right now.
Rory Scovel.
Stop it right now. You can't do this. And I'm being serious. For the people that don't listen to the podcast, there are some people, I swear to God, I'm being honest. You can't just run in the room and do that, because why would you do that?
Why? What are you talking about?
Play Lazy Mary.
What do you mean?
You can't just, why would you come in? I'm having a show.
I had a tech thing. I'm going to lose it.
That's inappropriate. This isn't the Graham Elwood show. It's fucking obnoxious. No, shut the music off.
Hold on, that was out of line. Well, no, wait a minute.
No.
I'm coming in here to do official podcast business. I had a meeting set up. I had a meeting set up, right? We were talking about, you know who's going to headline the festival next year? Rory Scovel. And I come in here. And the one thing that really bothered me, hit it. Sing along.
Wait a second, I think they like it, right? Hey, everybody, even if you don't know the words, ready? We'll get people in from the hallway. Watch, just fucking commit, ready?
Hey, whoa. Todd, it's too loud. The hotel doesn't like it. Yeah, you guys can't be that loud.
Will you do me a favor?
What do you need?
Will you, just surprise me? Like, leave now, but come back as the... I know some people would say, don't set up the bit, but I don't give a shit. It'll still be funny. Come back as the noise ordering guy. Like he's telling the JJ the trumpet's too loud.
Okay.
Just let me... I'll forget about it.
Just do your thing. I'll come back.
Okay.
Graham Elwood, everybody.
Seriously, I got a podcast meeting. I really got to go to a PodFest meeting.
Graham, you have to be in worse shape for that to be funny.
Whoa, that's fucked up. Seriously, I'm just here for a meeting. And I'm trying to do a PodFest meeting, and you're fucking around in here. First of all, too loud. Two, a little racist against Italians. And three, you're body shaming me. That's bullshit. Yeah. Todd, honestly, grow the fuck up.
Graham Elwood, everybody. Could you do me a favor? Because then I'll relax. What time is it right now,
Eric? How's everything?
Oh, good.
How's your mom?
Good.
Last time I saw tulips like that, they were... what time is it?
7:23.
And this has to end at 8:30. Wow, I got enough time to go in for the clothes. Oh. So I can breathe easier because then... And by the way, hello. You look great. You're everything I pictured. You're nice. You're kind. Look at you. Does anyone have patchouli oil? No, don't wear it again. Come on. Don't ruin my show. Also, people that hang Christmas trees in their car. Nothing makes me happier when I get an email from someone. I used to hang a Christmas tree in my car over the rearview mirror, and I don't anymore. Thank you. What are you doing? What are you up to? Does anybody want to admit why they do it right now? Anybody in the audience, I won't make fun of you, that has it hanging and will answer me, don't do a bit, don't try to be funny. I'll answer you some serious questions and you'll answer back. Why are you checking in with him? Judge Judy doesn't let that. I don't either. You're talking, if you want to be honest, you'd start by talking to me. But the fact that you're going, I don't know what you're saying.
You could. Vanilla,
I'm not crazy about your attitude. And Jimmy Pardo wrote that joke for me. The inflection. He said, whatever they say, just go, I'm not crazy about that. I go, will I get a laugh? He goes, Todd, would I fuck with you? And he's right. Okay, I'll do the questions. Are you okay? Are you having a good time? Are you a fan of the show? Oh, you're adorable. Well, of course, I'm going to be nice. If Vladimir Putin was nice to me, I'd be nice to him. I imagine if somebody was fucking like that. That'd be so funny. So anyway, do you have a Christmas tree hanging from your rearview mirror? The ones that smell good. You do?
Yes.
Okay. Now I feel like I'm picking on you. Okay, can we just talk? Because you might give me good advice. You might be like, if I was your friend, I'm like, well, should I wear these shoes or those shoes? It's not, we're picking on each other. Not that I do a lot of that.
I would argue that it's not a Christmas tree.
What is it?
It's just a pine tree.
It's a pine tree. A pine tree. I'm sorry. You're right. It is a pine tree. I'm glad you cleared that up because otherwise, seriously, I listened to it later. I'm like, no wonder the fucking crowd was like, what? The Christmas tree. But some people knew what I meant. Do you think it looks... No, no, there's no picking. Put your phone away. And sit up. No, I feel like she thinks this is like a big shit festival. Just because JJ didn't hit his cue doesn't mean that we all just, you know, we don't do anything. JJ can do whatever he wants. That's what I tell the band. They go, how come JJ? I go, because he's better looking and plays the trumpet great. Shut the fuck up, I tell the other guys. When you're that good looking, you can do what he does. And they said, that's never going to happen. I go, well, now you know it's your future in this band. Thank you. Oh, I love that Eric was deciding that was necessary to be played. I'll talk through it. I don't even care. So with the Christmas tree, I go louder. Can you turn that lower and me louder against what he wants? With the Christmas... No, turn it off, because this is not a joke. Seriously. Do you think that it looks good? You don't care. I don't know. That's what people say they care. I think now, it's like when I told people not to have their dish soap out. It should be in a nice bottle. People go, I don't care. Yeah, they do. Inwardly, you're not going to look at it when you get in your car and be like, what? How, you don't listen to this show, I don't think. You fucking keep winning with me. I go, you don't listen to this show. She goes, not as much as I want to. I'm like, shut, you keep your tree up. Be who you are. Don't let people boss you around. Don't let people boss you around. Aristotle bosses me around. He hits me. You know his name is Aristotle, but he has a dog. His name is Jeff, right? Honest.
My baby boy.
All right.
Do you want to get this show started?
I have one more thing to do, and then we are going to start it. So the good thing about having Eric back, one time, someone told Eric, do not let Todd see you have good handwriting, but a day late. And because he was in the military, so he has really good handwriting. And now I like all my notes. I fucking love it. Like, they're so nice. And I'm like, and then I wrinkled one before we were getting ready. It was like the doors were opening up. I'm like, ah, fuck, don't hate me. But will you write it again? He's always so nice. He's like, sure. He ends up, he likes his handwriting a little too much. Ah, the guys. oh, we're going to do. Okay, so everything's good. You know when I get.
Nice things.
I like nice things. What's the matter? We can't have nice things? Do you know his mom? This is to George Carlin, a true story. Tell what happened with your family. Oh, is that not personal?
I told you that.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Oh, did you? No.
How dare
to George
you?
Carlin.
In front of a whole
to room George Carlin. I already know it's not to George Carlin. Eric thinks he has a trick where if he doesn't answer yes or no, I'll go, I won't know until he answers. If it's to George Carlin, people go, to George Carlin, because they want to get on. Yeah, do you
my
mind?
My mom ran off with the neighbor.
No, but it's more than that. I don't judge.
My dad married his wife.
To George Carlin. Isn't that great? Guy's actually going, it's a good idea. Anyway, I got that inflection from Don Rickles. You weren't doing that at all. You just were sitting there having a good time. But no one knows what people's faces are. That's why comedians can lie all the time. Look at this guy over here. He's going... Oh, look at that guy over there. So... What I'd like to do is, first of all, I'm glad you're here. You look great. It's going to be so much fun, the after party. And I want to get this out of the way now, because then later we'll have a fun close. So let me do it now, okay? So over on, give me a little, Eric is on drums. If you could give him a nice round of applause. Boom, 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 like they do. Cody Woods, he plays the tambourine. To be honest, I do check if we're buying him an airfare, but so far this seems to be his job. JJ is on trumpet right over there. Let him hear you, JJ. Do your thing. Wow. Let me hit a note. Like, go fucking nuts. No, seriously. Wow. A pizza pie. I sang. Oh, they like my singing. Oh, did you like my singing? That's what I could do. Like, we go in for the final note. I could do my way. Oh, they like it. I tell him, you don't stop playing until they applaud. One night he's blue in the face. I picture a big arena, if you must know. And then that's Duncan Carey, who's on the show a lot. You might have heard on some of a lot of shows. And he's on guitar. Duncan?
I hear those trains are coming. They're rolling round the bend, and I boop up.
The words are that fuck me up, I figured out. If songs, it could just go, ah, ba, 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 ba. You guys, give me a little bit. Ready? Ah, ba, 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 ba. It's fucking easy. No, anybody could do it. All right, so listen. I'm glad you're here. You look great. You really do. God damn it. You're nice. Look at you. You should be proud of yourselves. No, I know. Sometimes life can get difficult. You're sitting in here. And you know what? Let's go around complimenting people. And give me, can we get a drum roll? Like if I compliment somebody, can you give me a big drum, like a boom boom, one of those things? Give me one right now. Yeah, see, you do not have to be mean to people. You know that old thing, you insult comedy? We won an award last year, me, Aristotle, and Eric Olson. This is the truth, just I swear to God. By some award ceremony, and no, I don't remember because I don't give a shit about that stuff. I'm not like other people, like, oh, guess what I got? I don't even care. But you can laugh, sir. But no one else was. No, you were right and they were wrong. By the way, you know when I just did that? You were right, I was right, they were all wrong. I think the census on something like that is in a comedy club or in a situation here, when one person laughs and no one else does. I get it if the other people are going, oh, that guy just laughed, he laughed at nothing. It's like, he's like a little... No. That's what you think because you don't want to believe you all could have fucking missed something I did so fucking little and he fucking caught it. You know how I knew that he wasn't laughing at nothing? Because I knew what I did. It was a little boom and he caught it. And that's why I'm going to clear this room out right now.
What the fuck? Come in. Come in. I know they can hear me, right? The door is open.
So disruptive.
Listen, I got one more thing I want to say. Close your eyes. Everybody close their eyes. Are they honestly closed? I know there's two people that are... I'm not closing them. You're not fans. Now, if you're sitting there with your eyes open, I'm not making you pray. I admire that when you just stop closing your eyes for that. You know, don't you know the only other person that's going to see me with my eyes open, I figured out one day? Somebody else that doesn't give a shit. God damn it, Aristotle. I knew you could do it. He was so nervous today. He's like,
my first time on the board.
He goes, oh, Mr. First time on the board. That's right. Play your
game. Aristotle!
By the way, I hate all music like that except that. I don't know why. It's too much. But I want to say, close your eyes, and then listen.
We're busy.
Okay. There you go. So here's... Because it does. I'm starting to do my live shows in rooms with no rooms with blah blah blah. Wow. All right. So, I'm tired of being in a hurry on this show. I'm like, I want to be like this. Let's start the show, right? I didn't start. Did you really think I started? Let's fucking do it. Let's start it. It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody. Come on, here we go. Crank it up in the back. Give me some volume.
It's good enough for this podcast.
It's the Todd Glass Show. Baby, don't you know the producers sit behind glass? It's the Todd Glass Show.
You'll know your part.
Todd, 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 Todd.
Todd, 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 Todd.
Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show.
With producer Aristotle.
With producer Aristotle.
Eric Olson.
Eric Olson.
Robbie Kirkham.
Not here, fuck them. Here we go.
The show energizes everyone except them.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
We play a million jingles for our boss, Chris Hardwick.
It's the Todd Glass Show.
Todd, 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 Todd.
Todd, 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 Todd.
Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show.
With producer Aristotle.
With producer Aristotle.
I don't fuck around, folks. Crank the music up. Here we go, JJ. It's the Todd Glass Show. Here we go. Wow. Hey, I want to thank Chris Hardwick real quick. That guy's the best. No, 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 no. No, no. No! No! Every fucking one of you! That's my boss! What did he ever do to you? Now, you guys. All right, listen. It's not funny. No, you guys are rude. It's weird because I think people can see me at home now. Now the cat's out of the bag because the whole...
Oh. Wow.
So, what's up? I'm going to go nice and slow. You want to hear something? Somebody sent me an all Byron Allen, just his questions. So let's... It's so good. I love the person that sent it in. I'm like, wow. Comedians have been talking about Byron Allen for a long time. He's very successful, by the way. And he has a show, as you know, Comics Unleashed. And I have an idea. I think he'd buy it. Comics sit around. We tend to like to watch that show. I love to watch Comics Unleashed because it's just so, you know, as Andy Kindler says, three comedians on a tight choker. So just watching him make fun of it. I have an idea. Comedy Central could have a show. It's called Watching the Byron Allen Show. We try to get the three comedians that were on it originally, then we watch it and make fun of it. Even what we did ourselves and other people. No, other people. Well, sometimes they don't even may pretend to do... Like, it's one thing if... I get it. If you have to ask someone about their Ferris wheel joke, you can go, hey, would you have kids? Yeah. Sometimes the kids, you got to do stuff you don't want to do. I had to take them on a Ferris wheel last week. Yeah, you take 5 seconds to get there, but no, they're so afraid. They're like, what do you have to say about a Ferris wheel? You know, hey, he goes, you've been talking about Ferris wheels. Yeah, in my act. But it's obviously that they're not doing, you know, any conversation at all. Sometimes you see a comedian on Letterman or whoever's on now. Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel and Conan O'Brien and Conan's great, by the way. If you left because it's just not on your flippity flip 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 around it, go back and you will fucking love it. It's fucking great. He's just right there, 100%. He's like, argh! And I love it. Anyway, and it's sad what happened to I got you. What was that?
You're gonna be on Byron Allen.
So Byron, thank you very much. That's how he helps me. So Byron Allen just set up, and then they don't even act like it's conversation. Like sometimes on talk shows they do it, even though you know what they're doing. Here it's like, and sometimes the comedian gets up and stands. All right, now it's fucking ridiculous. You know, you have to at least sit down when you do your rehearsed stand-up act. But anyway, so what do you think about that show, Watching Byron Allen? Send that to Gary Mann. That's how I pitch shows now. I don't pitch him in the room. I talk about it on my podcast. I isolate it and I send it all over the place. I did sell one show, Camping with Todd, so, you know, maybe I'm on to something. I didn't sell it to a network yet. My parents, that's all they know. So every time I do a pilot, now I have to don't even tell them. Because they're like, I go, I sold a pilot. They're like, what channel is it going to be on? I'm like, I don't know. It's not on a channel. Anyway, not yet, but my mom is going to be 52, and... you know what I want to do the next time I'm on... Conan or any talk show, have my mom in the audience, but have an actor that's so young. I'm so vain. I'm like, oh, my mom's here, and I wave, and my grandmother's there, but she looks like she's 48. You know, they're like, God, it's a young family. Wow. So, are there any questions for me? Think about them, because we're going to get to do that too later. Oh, talk about a tease.
Let's unleash these comics. I mean, you look happy today.
You just got back from England?
You think Cuba's the place to be? You're a big sports fan? You keep them in shape?
Yeah.
Who gives you advice?
Are you excited about Obama?
Now I understand you're a big music fan. Well, congratulations, you're pregnant. So, Mike, who do you think should run the country? Now, Flip, what kind of women do you like?
You get along with your neighbors?
So, Mike, how do you think California is different from New Jersey?
So you get along with your neighbors? It sounds like he's in the middle of supposed to be interviewing them and just being nosy. Hey, do you get along with your neighbors? Now, what are the odds this guy has a neighbor joke? You know what I should have done? I tried it, but it didn't. You chicken out last minute. I was going to, whatever he asked me, go, no. You do that once, and then they ask you not to do it again during the commercial break. And I went, oh, sorry. And I acted all scared. Sometimes I do that. Like, I'll do something that I know is wrong, and then when I get corrected, I act like I just learned that. Like, when I'm, like, you know what I mean? Like, I drop a microphone at a comedy club. They go, don't do that. It's bad for the mic. I go, oh, it's bad? Oh, no, I won't do it anymore. What's it do? Break it or something? I don't even. Something, you don't, because I'm not a tech person, so I don't know. And they're like, well, the guy's not just disrespectful. He just doesn't know. Like, I eat out of the bins at the supermarket, you know, the candy. You sure you can't eat out of there? Oh, no. No, you don't eat out of there? I thought that. I thought it was like, oh, my God, this is so cool. Anyway, I'm an idiot. Oh, by the way, not that I recommend you do this, but if you do want to, I don't think it's a big deal either. If you are like doing something like eating out of a bin, if an employee looks at you and you just go shush, like it's they'll be in on it with you. I've had it happen where I'm like maybe going in like a back door to gym and someone sees me, I go shh, and they're like, they don't like who they're working for. They want to be in on some theft. So that's all I wanted to say. So keep going.
I don't think parents are strict enough, huh?
Comics
Unleashed. So Mike, you've been talking about people with bad hygiene.
It actually went up my nose. I tasted it and it shot out my back.
You have one more direction. I know it's crazy. Try not to laugh when it's absurd, because then you won't miss the next one. You hold it all in, and then we all shit in our pants at the end.
Now, Flip, you like to fly a lot. Now, Jimmy, you still live alone? No, I'm just saying you just joined the gang.
For more laughs, go to ComicsUnleashed.com.
Now, Mike, you've been talking about the way people order coffee. Now, Flip, are you religious? So, Larry, you a news junkie? You've been following sports? Now, Carlos, what's up with your last name? You've been keeping track of celebrity gossip? Now, Jeff, you just bought a house? Now, do you have any brothers and sisters? Now, Carlos, you've been talking about Latinos? Kids, you're older now, right? Where you from, man? So, Jeff, you've been following world events? You're proud to be an American. Now, Jeff, how long you been there? Larry, what do you like to do for fun? Okay, how come you don't have any black terrors? What do you think about monogamy? You think that's something that could actually be achieved? Now, what's this, man? I understand you're a big fan of Ray Charles. So how's your family? So how's your love life? So you like living in L.A.? So you think the world is too complicated? Now, Jeff, what makes you nervous? Now, Jeff, what type of women do you like? Is that Jeff? You have kids?
By the way, what can we... I'd love to hear that bit about the world being too complicated. You know, that's just a great comic. The world's too complicated. All right, well, learn. I mean, come on, I could say that too. I don't understand most things, but I'm not going to just give up. I'm going to go, help me with my computer. Can you help me with this? What's this mean? Go see a movie with me so I can get up. I'm not just going, it's too complicated. What am I supposed to do? Keep learning things? Oh, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the point when we let people ask questions in the audience. We've never done this before. Can I get a drum roll, please? For the first time ever. Hello. Todd Glass will take questions from the audience. Who wants to go first? No music, please. Yes, sir. First of all, what's your name? Can I ask you a question? Do you, no bullshit, do you think I let the dogs out? Let me be honest. You might like the show. Do you think I let the dogs out?
What?
You know why I'm doing that, because it's like Todd. It's like, no, he's not really playing along. I think he's doing a bit. What is your bit, sir? Oh, by the way, this is aggressive. You're just a nice guy. What? You're. What's your name? Tim. I want you to have this.
We all know it was Graham that let the dog.
Thank you. Can I tell you why? First of all, I grew up with dogs. And let me tell you something. And let me. You're going to know that I'm being honest with you. I chased dogs around neighborhoods. Ever anybody have that happen? Your parents go, don't let the dogs out. And then you do, and then your dog runs. It's not a dog that's trained, and it's running around the neighborhood. If your parents come home and that dog's out, you're fucked. So you're running after something you love, canning, you fucking godmother fucking. I don't think anyone's ever done this. I did. I grew up. We had dogs growing up, and they run out of the house, and then you have to get them. We used to live next to a cemetery. I would chase dogs around a cemetery. Holy fuck. Has anyone ever be honest, because comedy's funny because the whole room goes, oh my God, we have all done that. Or comedy's funny because you go, I don't think anyone's done this. It's still, you let, it doesn't, it's funny either way, but you don't realize the second way. So some people are like, oh my God, that bit didn't work. You didn't let it work. It works either way. As long as you're like, oh, that wasn't funny because it was hilarious. It was because we relate. It's funny because we can't believe he does it. Be honest, raise your hand if somebody in the audience goes, I've been there as a kid. Oh, well. Thanks for helping when I was talking about it. You sat there like loads of shit. And I don't mean to just compliment you. I could see you didn't look like your looks, and I kid. Your looks didn't look like, oh, fuck it. What other comedian does a joke about chasing a dog? Well, you think if I did it, you'd be fucking happy I was doing it. No, you all stood there like this. One time the dogs would fuck. But that's the other thing we're going to do. Lila was a dog we had, a Doberman. She's in heat. Do not let her near Billy. My parents went out of town. Do not let her near Billy. Yeah, we're 12, we're 13. Maybe I was 30. I don't remember. Look at me. Guess who am I doing impersonations? What are you going to do? Oh, James Adomian, so mad. 29% of the people. I do, and he's so fucking mad. He is so fucking mad. I do Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders together. I go, 21% of the people, 2% of the people. Oh, he's so mad. He's so, and you know he is too, don't you? You're like, I bet he is. Because that's the way I do it like that. I can only do impersonations right after I see him do them. And then I'm good for about an hour and a half. And then once he's, you know, and then I got to bring him over to just refresh my impersonation. That was Oprah Winfrey. No, is it? He said it sucks. He goes, it doesn't even sound like Oprah Winfrey. How do you think I'm doing? No, I don't mean like that. That's a shitty way to ask. I mean like honest, like we're friends. You just go like this. You go, So who else had the... I don't care about the dogs anymore. I just... It's not important anymore. Graham let the dog... I would never leave a dog... So don't let the dogs fuck. That's not how my parents said it. So we had a Doberman and we had a standard poodle. And they got together and they tied. Does everyone know that dogs tie? That the penis goes in the vagina. That's what I hear. And is that the type of jokes I do now? No, I'm like a cabaret act. That's bullshit. It's funny. It comes out of me, but then I don't like it the minute it does. Oh, you know me. I don't know that world. No, believe me. I know that world. Believe me. I know pussy.
You know about pussy?
Oh, my God, yeah. First of all, call it vagina, you know, but I fucking love it because I've seen it.
Like, what do you do with it?
Oh, just, you know, it's just so cool.
Like, cool how?
Oh, just the way it's, you know... By the way, this is a guy, one night I said on stage, that has never seen a vagina or done anything with a vagina, and it's a character I've invented, and I go, loosely based on me. It's just like, you know, I like to... You know what I love about it?
What?
How different it is than penis.
Oh, that is true.
Because that's all he knows, so he's like, oh, yeah. They're like, oh, you... No, it's like, I know what it looks like. I know what it...
Wait,
know.
What did you do? Did you eat it?
Oh, gross. Nobody does that. Nah, don't be dumb. Don't be fucking rude. I play with it. It's fun.
How do you play with it?
Oh, like just bat out? It around, you know? I'm always like, bang, bang. Now, I know what it looks like. Here's what it looks like. It looks like marshmallows. In a second, you're going to be like, he fucking does know what it looks like. It's like marshmallows if you cut hair over it. And then... Nah. That's what Aristotle told me. Can I tell you something? Well, I'm going to be very comfortable with my new comfortability with myself. It's happened 20 years ago. I did realize something that was funny about when people would figure out that I was in a relationship. That some people would know from other things, but some people figured it out because they said the way I would argue with my buddy. My buddy. So my buddy, Chris, I'd be like, you know, buddies, yeah, but you're in a room, you're like, yeah, buddies argue with each other. Mm-mm. Yeah, close friends argue with each other, even when it's male, male, female, female. Straight, oh, you got to put your phone away. Are you sure you listen to the show? Or do you just, are you have good one-liners? Do you go to shows and ignore the performance and then have funny repertoire ready? What are you doing on your phone? You motherfucker. She said I was hashtagging you on Twitter. No, do you understand? Again, I don't believe you. I don't believe, well then, fuck. Do you know every time she does something that I'm like, you know, even with the word spreading, don't ask, here's the audience when I say, do you want to ask questions? Because I hope I come off warm, but there can also be aggressive side of it. But I picture the audience like this.
Todd is off the mic for the people listening at home.
What's a book bag? I do the same thing. You ever make fun of someone? You go, why do they do that? And then you realize you do the same fucking thing. Like when a light turns red and someone tries to rush it because that side they don't have a long light, and you do it, you know what it's like. Two extra cars try to get in. You've done it, but when someone else does, you're like, what the fuck? Don't fucking do that anymore. Let two extra cars go in and don't be a dick about it, alright? A message. So act like you're me. Here's the audience. Don't ask questions. Spread the rumor. Do not ask any questions. If you're wrong a little, he gets fucking pissed off. Do you see the way he yells at that band? Look at him. They look scared shitless. Alrighty, that was your bit.
Excuse me. Hi. Excuse. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa! Too loud. Too loud. Too loud. I don't know what's going on here with this hippie bullshit. A little too goddamn loud. Okay. Right there. Could have used the stairs. Nice and quiet. This is quiet. You don't hear me coming up here. Okay. What do we do over here? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have rented out a. Excuse me. I'm Johnny Sofitel. Okay?
I swear to God, right before he said that, I go, Todd, just fucking commit to the character. Just do it. Fucking do it. Don't be like, so I go, I'm gonna fucking give everything I have. And that's what happened. And I go right back. I go, no, you can't fucking do this.
I'm Johnny Sofitel, okay?
We appreciate this is a podcast festival.
No, but it's not a loud walk like an asshole festival. It's a podcast. Okay? I've got a nursery upstairs. Okay? I've got 15 toddlers trying to... Hi, I'm talking to you. I don't know what the fuck's going on with these goddamn hippies. He looks like he's running a goddamn meth lab. Okay? I've got children up there trying to sleep, and you're down here. You're down here. Bringing noise and torment to my children in my home where my wife sleeps, where my children play with their toys in my home. That's a line from The Godfather too.
I have something else to do.
Alright, I'll let you do your thing.
No.
I gotta take her to the nursery.
Let's see what you do with that pen. All right, I'll try it with you. They have cameras on this, right?
Sure.
Not that at home I would do the same. Okay, so this is, when you throw something to somebody, I wish I had something better. Do you need this? Hold on. I have to rip it neatly, otherwise it'll affect my show. Look how nice that handwriting is. Did you ever? Thank you.
Thank you.
Too loud. There's babies up there sleeping right now, and you're doing
do
one of your bits.
Show.
Okay?
I can't. Are you fucking shitting me? I'm going to be honest with you. Turn this off. I can't do a fucking show if it's too loud. What's too loud?
Too loud. Right. That's a great
question. Last year you complained about the truck.
That's right. Good level right there. Hi, I'm Todd Glass. I'm doing a podcast. Oh, we're going to do one of our bits, and then we have a sound effect.
Can I use the trumpet?
No. Has there ever been a quiet goddamn trumpet? Has that ever goddamn happened?
Play like the opening like you did. Bop, 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 tough. That's too loud. Play the president's theme as loud as you can so we can get a gauge, JJ. Play it as loud as you can. The president. Bum, 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 bum.
Hold on. That's too loud. Try it. Like, let's say, just do like a bum 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 bum. Just try that. See what that's like.
Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum. Like it. Bum 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 bum. All right.
Wow, that's too loud.
Well, that's too loud.
Wow.
Too loud. It's too loud, okay? ToddGlass.com.
Oh. Oh, Jesus. Wow.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Television Association of America.
Oh, shit. Television. Okay. All right. There we go. Wait till you see what I've planned. Oh, you're going to shit in your pants, everybody. There we go. So anyway,
it's hard to throw stuff. This looks cooler. But if you catch something and then you...
O-H-L-S-E-N, Eric. Tweet him if he doesn't post the stuff. O-H-L-S-E-N, Eric. Tweet him if he doesn't post the stuff.
I think the shorts was a bad idea. I wanted to wear long pants, but it's too hot. Can I tell you something? And I feel like I'm doing a Byron Allen show here talking. But
I lost 35 pounds and I gained 15, but I haven't bought new pants, so I'm just, well, these.
Blah, 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 blah.
So,
blah, 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 blah.
There's literally times where I'm not going out of the house because I don't.
Blah, 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 blah.
Seriously, don't be rude. There's literally times.
Blah, 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 blah.
That I'm not going out of the house because I don't want to put on pants. Is anybody like that here? Go, fuck it, I don't want to put on pants. So I just wear, I sit around the house all day and I invite people over in my sweatpants. I don't want to put on pants. It's hard to admit that. You know, it's like, I don't want to put pants on. I don't want to go out of the house. And that's why I'm starting to finish jokes, but not all in once. I'm going to write the rest of this later. All right. So you can't, like, try to catch this. Okay, now you catch. I'll try to catch it. And then the sooner you can talk about something else, like, oh, that? I'm just catching that, but I'm already over here. It's harder than you think. Watch this. I'm going to try it, but I'm not good at it. Then we'll do it the other way around. Go ahead. So anyway, I was thinking maybe if we went to the mall later, I don't know. Fuck, I was pretty good with that, right? Here. Ready? Now you got to talk. You got to go, hey, what's up? All it's right. Like when somebody does a shot and... Okay, here we go.
But you got to do it while you're like completely casual. Like you can catch that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hey, can you catch
it?
Come on! No, that's rude. That's rude. That's rude. That's rude. Seriously, no, 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 no. Hey, JJ, go. What's the loser sound? It's like on The Price is Right. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, the trombone.
Yeah. No. Wah, 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 wah. You did it right the first time. Don't you think that's rude that they do that on The Price is Right? They already lost. If you lose something, like if you got your credit card declined at a restaurant, would you want them to play that? Sorry, sir. Your credit card's been declined. Hey, you got a trumpet guy here?
Yeah, is your mom still have race dogs?
Yeah, but anyway, God.
No!
Hold on. No, shut up. It's so... Oh, my God, getting booed, you don't understand. It's warm and fucking funny at the same time. Because even though you're booing me, it's a lot of love sent this way. So that's why I jump up and down. On the podcast, when they're all doing that, my head fills with joy. It does. It blows up. Literally like Howie Amendel. Remember when he used to blow up with the thing? I made Aristotle laugh. Aha! Maybe... No, I don't want... I need something maybe a little bit... Oh, we'll try with this. Nah, because then we're dropping it. Can we try with this?
Yeah.
Okay. You think this is worth it, this bit? I'm always worried there's some people here not liking... Please. It gets better. No, that's what that campaign... That was started for my podcast. It gets better? No, and then they may use it to help kids and all and different people. Look at you. You're so full with life and of happiness. Here we go. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Hold on. Yeah. Hey, can you throw me that, please? Do you mind? Yeah, so anyway, I was thinking if we went to the mall later. Hey, you want to try it? You want to try it? Okay, you just catch it. You know, you don't even give a shit. Come on, stand over here. What's your name, sir? How many people do you think are watching this through live stream right now? I'm going to tell you, I know the answer.
500.
Get over here. I'm just kidding. It's you're a little off. It's 10,000, but that's okay. I'll do it. What type of shit show you think I run? Here we go. You ready? And then you'll just be like, matter of fact, the minute you catch it, you tell him, hey, you want to get pizza? Because you don't even, this is like no fucking big deal when you catch something. You're like, you don't care. Like, you don't, see me, I need to catch things like this. In real life, here's me.
Like in school, when people threw shit, I'm like,
no, 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 no. Don't throw it. I'll come get it. I don't get it. Remember once, like, my friend threw me keys. I'm like, no, no, no. I don't catch things. I don't catch things. And I'm not one of those, hey, I'll catch it. No, no, no. I'll come over and get it so you don't have to walk. But I'll always come over and get it, okay? I was home. My brother, he likes to throw things at me. He also said it was immature that I yell shotgun when heading towards the car. It's a true story. He goes, that's immature. I go, can I sit up front every time? He goes, no. I go, well, then this is how it's going to have to be. You're immature. Anyway, we're two 32-year-old guys. We act like an idiot. I have a twin brother. If you think, okay, here we go. Hey, do you mind catching up? There you go. You fucking saved it. You're goddamn you. Who the hell are you? You're so filled with it. Look at you. Look at him. Look at him. He's just a great energy. God damn it. Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at you. Look at this guy. You want to try it again? Wait, who is that? Is that your manager? Is that Bert Kreischer? Who are you? That's Bert. That's Bart. That's Bart.
Hey, Bart, you want to try it again?
All right, here you go. All right, I feel like I'm losing control. Oh, no, no, no.
Welcome to the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast, rated number one mini podcast by the Mini Podcasters Association of America.
Thank you. Welcome to the mini podcast. My guest is Todd Glass, famous comedian Todd Glass. Todd, thanks for being here.
Now, thank you.
When you were on the road in your early days, you used to close with a song. What was that song?
I closed with Sweet Caroline.
Everybody look at the video screen. Todd Glass, this is your life.
No, shut up! Carlin, I fucking love this.
Wave your cell phones on the chorus.
Here we go. Hold on, we should close with it. I can't begin to know in spring, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring bomb, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands.
Touching hands.
Reaching out.
Reaching out.
Take it away, JJ. Here we go. Let JJ wail in your face. Take it home, guys. Yeah. We'll do it all. It's not, who am I? I tried to. I didn't know if you wanted to do the whole thing. Here we go. And when I heard ba ba da ba runs off my shoulder, bum bum, how can I hurt when holding you? Here we go. Time never. So good. Thank you, everybody. Hey, can you give applaud? Can you applaud? Would you applaud for yourselves?
This has been the Troy Conrad Mini Podcast. You have now fulfilled your daily requirement for podcasts, and you can turn off the main podcast you have been listening to.
Sorry. God, that was so... You know how many years I closed with that? I closed with that for about 15 years, maybe more. And one time I was at a piano bar after singing it for 15 years, then I stopped. And then it was 2 years later. They go, hey, you want to do Sweet Caroline? I was like, I don't know it by heart. I don't know it by heart. Although that says everything about my brain. And I didn't realize that till then when I left. My friend's like, Todd, you sang that song literally at least 5-6 nights a week for 15 years straight. And I know it was 20. I'm shaving years off of it because I'm embarrassed. I asked a comedian friend once if I should drop that out of my act. He goes, yeah. Louis C.K. Anyway. At least he's honest with me. He goes, no, you got it. Like, you know, I look like Fred Flintstone or Mel Gibson had a baby. I said, should I take that out of the act? He goes, I like that. So I don't have that in my head anymore. Just that's why I'm afraid to hear new things. Now she's looking at her phone again. She's like, your mother needs a liver. I don't know. You're something else. And I don't know what that means, but... You are certainly adorable, but also a little. No, not. She says annoying. Of course, yes. Wow, you're distracting a little bit. Could you turn your phone off and put it and throw it out? Sometimes I don't realize how funny I am. Hey, I'll tell you about a thing with the punchline. Ho. I'll tell you my wife had a thing and I'll get the hay. My wife, she the other day, I told her my daughter, she ain't gonna do good. I told her to get out of the house. And I'll tell you my son, he don't know better than that. I got a son, I tell him downstairs, he sits in the basement. Hey, you know? And my daughter, she ain't too good either. My daughter, Melissa. Last week she went to college, she had a thing, get a D minus. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, and I saw the thing with the baby with a hay. Hey, I'll tell you, the other day I saw a sign that said escalator broke. Shouldn't it say escalator temporarily stairs? I'll tell you, you know. Rice is good if you're hungry and you want 2,000 or something. I'll tell you, you don't get better than that, you know? I'll tell you, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too. You know what I'm talking about? That's all right. You know, a guy asked me if I wanted a frozen banana. I said, no, but I want a regular banana later, so all right, you know? Now, that's a show! That's a show!
You are leaving Lewis.com.
Of course I'm going to do a professional show, folks. I'm not shitting around. It's the Todd Glass Show. You think I wasn't going to be professional? Look how professional it is. If someone came in right now late, they'd be like, oh, my God, this is a professional show.
Hello, Todd. It's Libby.
Hi, hold on, should I use this? Because I do have it.
Hello?
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Libby.
You sound a little telephony.
Well, I'm on the phone. How you doing?
I'm good.
Can we turn the lights out and the house completely dark in here? Oh, the people at home, you'll know what we're doing. We want to make it seem more like the podcast. Can we turn them off, or would that be a hard thing? People at home, we're going to shut the house lights out so we can feel like you feel. Because you sit in the dark, don't you? With a bottle of lotion and a washcloth? No more. Keep them go completely off. Just for a little bit. Oh, no, because we have this screen. You can put them back on. I told you, don't fiddle with them.
I really like it like that.
You like it like what?
I thought that looked good.
They're shooting it. Yeah, well, believe me, I know television. Well, Aristotle doesn't. He comes from the podcast world. You know, they don't know Lionsgate. What do they know?
Whoa, I know Lionsgate.
Oh, I just said that. I know. That's who owns the network I'm on. I was.
Look at me.
Whoa, I know network.
No, you don't understand. All I did was say it. I think you guys are exaggerating. No, all I did. No. Let me just. Okay, you guys can try to plow past me, but it's not going to work. All I can say is, listen to this. No. Hold on. I'll let you guys get. I'll let you guys take a jab at me. I have a sense of humor. But listen, all I. It would be like if Jimmy Pardo said, "Oh, the name of the network he's with." That's all that is. Oh, I'm with Earwolf.
Well,
I'm with Earwolf. No, I know Jimmy Pardo. That's not even a brag. I know Jimmy Pardo. How's that? Jimmy Pardo is a stand-up comedian. We've been friends for a long time. That would be like if Scott Aukerman said,
"Oh, I'm Scott."
You guys are out. Seriously? You guys. The guy with the dog. That was the good question. I hope you're happy. Because I felt like we left on not bad terms, but like you were like, I hope I do good. And you did do good. You brought the dog joke up. You brought it back. It was all good. I just want you to have a good time. That's all I want. That's all I ever cared about. Me and you shouldn't argue like this anymore. So what was I talking about?
Todd, it's Libby. I'm still on hold.
So patient. Okay, I want to have a real conversation with Libby. Do you mind just... Okay, hey, Libby, how you doing?
I'm good, Todd. You know me, just easy breezy, enjoying my Sunday.
Close your eyes.
Are you down at the... are you down at your... what's the name of your place where you sing?
Oh, the Jazz Club. You know, Lionel, I'm between sets right now. I think that's what they call it. I'm just hanging out in the green room. It's comfortable. I mean, the couch is a little scratchy, but I,
Well, you're always easy. Hey, you know what I wanted to do? Maybe you wanted to go to a... I shouldn't do this in front of you. I'm so sorry. But you wanted to go to a movie, and I'm going to be in your area Monday. You want to go see a movie?
Oh, yeah. I love that. We'll go see any movie you want.
Pick the movie. I'm going to let you pick, because you know...
Whatever you want to see, Todd. Anything. As long as it's not like a big car chase going through a loud puddle, because the wheels, they get a little... they get a little squealing.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I was thinking about? Maybe go to like a movie... it's not in theaters anymore. The theater plays movies from the 80s down the street, like old movies. That would be fun.
Oh, I love the old movies.
Okay,
although
we'll
sometimes the soundtracks, they get a little too much horns.
Maybe we'll just go to dinner.
Oh, I love dinner. We'll go anything you want to eat. I love it.
You know what? I like always like a steak, and I'll never do it at my own home, so we'll go get a steak.
Oh, I love steak. It'll be great. As long as they don't have the knives that have the weird handles, it hurts my palm.
Oh, well, we can't go to Ruth Chris, because I know that's what you're talking about.
Oh, no, I'll go. Anything's good. I like it. If the silverware's too heavy, it makes a clang.
Okay, we won't go to the Cheesecake Factory. I remember what you said the last time we went.
The Cheesecake Factory's fine. I just, the way, when there's too much crumble.
On the... Why don't you just pick a place, Libby? You pick it, and I'll go, and I'll be thrilled to go. That way, you know, because I don't care either.
Yeah, we'll go whatever you want
to
do.
We'll go to the Grove, because I always enjoy eating outside there. It's so much fun. So I'll pick you up, and we'll go over to the Grove. It'll be great.
I'd prefer to take a bus. Just your cut. Now I love you, Todd. You drive a little too herky-jerky.
Oh, she's such a pain in the ass.
Well, hey, Libby, hello?
Hello?
Yes, Todd, I'm sorry.
Libby, we're getting ready to close our show. I was wondering, because would you do a song for us?
Oh, I don't know.
Is the band there?
Yeah. Yeah, with a band?
Well, are you going on stage right now? Because if you want to just put your phone down and we can just listen in, and then when we have to continue our show, we'll just turn our mics off there. But do you want to do that? Hello?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. It sounds like you're talking into two different telephones.
It does help to close your eyes. Because I remember
for a while I was looking down. It's so much better. Just picturing her at the Jazz Club. But it's all right. But that means it's all right because I'm taking it. You don't want to sit with your eyes shut. What are you getting? Your eyebrows waxed? Hey! No, Aristotle had it happen.
Okay, why don't you put... I think she already put her phone down. It sounds like she's getting ready to go on stage there. It sounds like I hear her talking to the audience.
How's everybody doing tonight at the Jazz Club? I just want to thank Everybody here who's listening.
So we'll listen in for a little while.
And, my friend Todd, he's on a telephone. He's in a telephone booth that has some type of a pod in it. I think it's a... He's at some sort of planting festival or something like that. They take little... So I want him to hear this.
I hope they put reverb in her mic where she's singing.
I just want her, I want everybody to know how much I love you. And it's like...
Picture, they're come to see her. The place is packed.
When I talk about... My favorite song when I think of my friend Todd Glass is... Well, first, the songs that he does are a little loud and they hurt my ears. But I like memories, and I'm going to sing that for you tonight. I mean, are you ready? I thought we were going to tune up the band and then get it ready, and it seems like the band's a little toony tonight, you know? They're all horny, and so here we go. Ready? Well, who's that weirdo? Okay, here we go. Memories like the pages of my mind. Although if the pages stick together, then they sometimes get underneath my nails. And it makes a weird ticking sound, you know, like if a dog scratches on linoleum. Some are wonderful to remember. Some too painful to forget, but it's the laughter. As long as it's not like a high-pitched laugh.
Let's fade out of that. She's going to do her show. She does like a two-hour show. Hey, how about a hand for Libby, everybody? Wow.
Hey, Todd. Todd, this is Troy.
Oh, hi, Troy.
I didn't want to tell you about this, but a very nice surprise.
Oh, well, Troy's getting on the mic. Go.
We flew in somebody very special from Philadelphia, and I wanted to get a picture with you and her. Todd Glass. Mrs. Glass, come out. Todd Glass's mom, everybody.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Folks, this is honestly my mom.
He has my eyebrows.
This is fuck Troy. I fucking love you for doing this.
Come on, we're gonna wrap. Can you give
Wow. That is the sweetest thing that has ever been done for me. That is really cool. Can I be honest? To break the bit, I think she's a little old. No, if we're going to do the bit where it has to be someone that looks like crazy young to be my mom, that's all I'm saying. Oh, shut up. I didn't say shut up to everyone. Half a second when you don't know why. It's so like, whoa, how about this crowd? They're so nice. Turn on me that quickly. Half a second. I'm not lying. Oh, I didn't know why that was happening. I knew in a half a second. But in that half a second, you're like, what the fuck? Now, Eric's great. I love having him on the show. Isn't he great? Oh, come on. How about a hand for the band? Aren't they great, everybody? Okay. I love the look. Do it again. Look at the band look. This is if we were on tour, this is what they'd have to do every night. Duncan did it the best. You all look like, what the fuck did we do? It's like, whoa. What? How about a hand for that band, folks? Aren't they great? Okay, what if I, in between shows, I go, guys, it's great. We're all going out to dinner. But tomorrow night when I do the band thing, overdo it even more. Like what? Okay, here we go. How about a hand for that band, folks? Okay, what if the next night I go, do it like fucking ridiculous. Like, what? You over move. I go, it's like, what? You can't even take in why they would boo you because you're so good. Tomorrow, and then it's Friday night. How about a hand for that band, folks? Huh? See, by the way, that's the way we would have to do it. You know I'm right. The first two were good, but that's what's going to make people come back. All right, listen, I got to go. We have 10 minutes to close. Wow, it goes so quick every year. Wow. Wow. Did we get through all these? We did this. I know how we're going to close.
Sit or lie comfortably.
Right. This works.
Quietly. Allow yourself to be here fully in this moment with your eyes closed.
This is how I lost my virginity to this.
Inner world, thought, and feeling.
I was nervous.
Gradually, let the horseshit of the external world fade from your awareness.
Okay.
If you find your mind wandering to other thoughts, don't let it concern you. Just acknowledge that all that shit is fucking bullshit.
You know who told me this? A pilot. I heard he was listening to it while he was flying the plane to chill out a little. And that joke was shit. And that was my fault. My fault. Now you know I'm not fucking around when I blame you. Because when it's my fault, I take responsibility. It just was a shit joke. Oh, the pilot. It didn't even make any sense. He's like, oh, relax. You know. Make sure we got everything. We did the thunder as we're going in for the close. Play a shit ton of thunder and rain. Not yet. And what do you? We'll close with Disco Inferno, and then we'll do that. It'll be funny. Lazy Mare. You want Disco Inferno or Lazy Mare? Disco Inferno. JJ can play the shit out of that. So let me just thank a few. This goes too quick. But I guess we'll just go in for the close. Are there any questions? Isn't that fun? Imagine it.
The weather's bad out there. I gotta close the club on the bar door.
I never know what to say every time. In every movie where there's rain and there's a barn, there's always somebody closing the flap on something, right?
I gotta close the flap on the barn door. I'll be right back. I gotta get the tarp down on the barn door.
I don't know what the fuck barns do. I don't know what they're talking about, but I know it's something. I'm gonna have to really pay attention. Fade that out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, we're going to close backwards. So this is, how many regular listeners of the show are here right now? And this wasn't even a good show. No, you'll know it. You can tell people. You're like, to be honest, that was not even the best, and that was pretty good. This was like on a scale from 1 to 10. This was like a 3. So if you think.
No, that's my fault.
I love because you're a dork. No.
I'm
he
sick.
Needs to hear it.
I'm sick.
You go the other way. You know, when someone goes, my hair looks like shit, that's what I thought. They're like, wait a second. Okay, so Aristotle's the greatest. He's just, imagine getting to
you know, I thought so.
And this is Eric Olson, and he's great, and so you people are great. Doesn't seem like a great acceptance speech, does it? You're great. The crowd's like, oh, it's so, he really took time on this one here. But this has been a lot of fun. And hold on, what did I want to say? There was one more thing. Let me get a drink of water.
Ooh, fancy water.
Wow, a lot of good water.
It's just Perrier water. Oh, shut up. Nah, that was Jake Adams, everybody. He overreacted. He came here tonight with a leather jacket, and he's trying to start a fight. It's no big deal. It's just water in a glass bottle, everybody.
Oh, glass bottle.
Are you fancy for plastic bottle? Whoa.
I had to use a plastic cup for my water. Whoa.
There's a lot of sparkle in there.
Whoa.
This water has some kick in it. Wow. Listen. I see how everything goes full circle. Look, you're great. Have fun tonight. There's going to be a party after this. I think they send you out into the hallway. Then they repurpose this room. There's a band that's going to play. Matter of fact, Eric, that's sitting with those guys, is going to play in that band. And it's fun. If you haven't been here before, it's a lot of fun. There's food. There's enough food to eat. You know, some places, they throw out a fucking piece of shit. Oh, who you fooling? No, here you're like, oh, yeah, there's some cool stuff to eat. And I know this seems like I'm going to go a little long, but I'll feel better. This is a lot of fun. Every year, this just gets better and better. The guys that put this together, let me tell you something. They do such a good job. They do it so quick. Whatever you need. You need 3 mics. Boom, boom, boom. They get everything done. Even my Todd Glass and the Todd Glass Band, they call that in the business a gobo. I don't mean to brag. So everyone's just great. Did Jake start? It's not that big of a deal. Just a gobo. No big deal.
Oh, just a gobo.
I think you guys are exact. Can I be honest? And we're going in for the close, but so this all the sound people and everything. There are a lot of people. I know when you hear that, sometimes you think, really, who the really? Yeah, there's a lot of people, and it's not that they do it. They all you always get tech people that do shit and they get it done, but they're friendly, and that's a fucking treat when all the lighting people and all the tech people are kind, and it makes such a better energy to perform in front of. Unless you know the other way is like, nah, he's all right. He's just that way. Oh, great, I got to be with that way. Everybody's just super friendly. Even when I try to clean up around them as they're getting ready, they were doing a white bounce. I couldn't look at it anymore. I hit it. He goes, "Oh, I'm doing a white bounce." I said, "Oh, Aristotle told me to move it." So we got that. We got that. We did all the bits. Eric, do you have any questions?
Wait, let me see that.
Yeah, the party's going
to
be fun.
See if Bart's on his game still.
Oh. Try one more. Give me a Bart. Bart, throw it up here. Throw it up. Well, Bart. No, no, no. Who are you booing, me or him? No. So anyway, I was going to go to the... Nah. It's no big deal. Nah. Okay, here you go, Bart. Ready? Throw it. Do it again to me. Okay.
Watch this.
No, I'm serious. I'm going to sue you. Let's try it again.
Seriously, Duncan, come over here. I want to see your how talented you are in the catching things arena.
Wow. Get a haircut. Is there pizza sauce on your shirt? Duncan, I said the band gets black shirts with no pizza sauce. Okay, here we go. Hey, oh, Chuck, can you throw this out for me, Duncan? Yes. Chuck, here. Anyway, my mom. No, I got it. I swear to God. Wow. Here you go. You want to catch it? Oh, I went in. I saw your things. Well, I didn't want to say a rude word. Oh, wait, who just opened the door? Who opened the door? Who opened the door? In the back of the room, somebody just opened the door. Reopened the door. Somebody just opened the door. They opened the door. They had a good hair, nice hair.
In this day and time, you can't even get sick.
Oh.
You are strung out.
All right. God damn it. I just want to soak you people in. I could do my closer for 2.5 minutes or do 30 seconds of just soaking you people in. I'm going to take 30 seconds. Oh, it's really coming down hard out there. Fuck. You know what, folks? Here's the deal, folks. It is really coming on very hard out there. I've just gotten one of the main routes out of here. We're not getting out of here. So what the festival's going to do is we're all going to stay here for a while. If you need rooms, we will get you rooms. But for a while, they're going to get everybody out of this room because of the storms, and they're going to have a party in here, basically. Only, I'm pretending, you understand. I didn't know if you people thought I was having a nervous breakdown. But you really have to commit. How much fun would that fucking be if you're like, shut the fuck up. Like, you have a reason you can't do something tomorrow. We're going to stay here. They're going to put food out. The band's going to play. But we're not going anywhere. And I thought a little silly dance. As we're going, do whatever you want. We'll silly dance. And then we're here. Hold on. I just got word in my invisible earpiece that the bridge is out. The bridge that takes you out of the 101, it's gone. So we'll take you out of here with this. Let's play. This is a chance for this band to fucking really. We'll play the track. Play along with it. You guys are great. I love you. We'll silly dance. And then they'll clear you guys out of here. Then they're going to redo this room, bring you back in. We're going to have a really fun party. It's going to be awesome. I give it high praise. Everything about it. The lighting is great. Everything's fun. So here we go. A little. Hold on. Before we go, can I ask you a question? I want to ask you a serious question. Now, I hope you don't mind. I'm getting too serious or anything like that. What is your name? Dan, and then what is your name?
Chelsea.
Are you guys dating? Do you mind if I ask you a question? Oh, is it too serious? I'm like Mark Maron. I do serious interviews. Can I ask you? No. People are mad. What is your name again?
Chelsea.
You're adorable. Can I ask you a question? And Chelsea, do you fuck that shit? Come on!
You I like. It's not the things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new, and I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.